And 6:30, mostly cloudy and 71 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. While the fight to get more funding for education will continue, leaders of the Oklahoma Education Association say the two-week teacher walkout will end. OEA President Alicia Priest says most union members believe further attempts to get this legislature to act would not work.
We have said all along that when our members indicate the need to move in a different direction, that we will follow and listen to what they say. They have spoken. We are listening. We are acting.
She says teachers will move to a new phase, electing those to office who are friendlier to education. Not all teachers are pleased with the OEA's action, saying the walkout was a grassroots effort and no one put the OEA in charge. Most schools will resume classes on Monday. In Tulsa, the TPS teachers will report on Monday, but students not until Tuesday. One more day to file for state office. Over 600 people have filed so far. One of the most interesting races could be the Republican primary. For district attorney in Tulsa, two former prosecutors, Ben Fu and Tammy Westcott, are challenging incumbent Steve Kunzweiler. North Tulsa has long been considered a food desert, and that is why Mayor Bynum intends to sign a new zoning regulation for that part of town.
Folks that live in North Tulsa do not have the same odds of having a long, healthy life that people in other parts of the city do.
The change would put new dollar stores at least a mile apart. Some feel the plethora of such stores is preventing a full-service supermarket from entering the market area, and the lack of healthy food sources can be contributing to the shorter life expectancy. A red flag fire warning is out for the counties to the west of Tulsa today. Numerous wildfires charred the land in western Oklahoma yesterday, including one fire that threatened the town of Woodward in northwest Oklahoma. Several bills recommended by the Commission on Opioid Abuse advance in the State House, including one to limit how many doses people get.
Senate Bill 1446 limits initial prescriptions for opioids to a 7-day supply. A second 7-day supply cannot be prescribed for at least 7 days. Rep. Dale Derby says whether patients must be seen again before that second prescription is at doctor's discretion.
Most of this is acute injuries, acute trauma, either surgery or something of that nature, so they may or may not be seen.
Longer courses of opioids require regular attempts to get patients taking less of them onto another drug or into another form of pain management. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe east of Tulsa, a high of 81. Partly clear and cool tonight, 39 for a low, cooler over the weekend. Right now, partly clear and 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.